Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 1st, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg sources say the stock trading app Robinhood plans to file for a confidential IPO as early as this month. Bloomberg previously reported the company may offer some shares to its users at its IPO price, although no timing on an IPO has been finalized. The group Distributed Denial of Secrets claims to have pulled 70 gigabytes of user data from the social network Gab through a SQL injection vulnerability, including public and private posts, as well as passwords. DDoS says it will share the data selectively with journalists, social scientists, and researchers. The Facebook Oversight Board made 17 policy change recommendations in relation to its 6 moderation cases it decided at the end of January, which Facebook agrees to consider but not implement, unlike its content decisions. Facebook has said it will follow or consider 16 of the recommendations, but it will not follow a recommendation to change its definition of imminent harm, so it is not applied as often to misinformation about global health. The Indian payment firm Paytm said it processed 1.2 billion user transactions across wallets, plastic cards, internet banking, and UPI, the most monthly transaction volume reported by an Indian firm. The company says it now serves over 17 million merchants and growing services 15% month on month. For the first time since March 13, 2020, all 270 U.S. Apple stores are open for business, either for in-store shopping appointments or express online order pickup. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, we've used Apple Store closings and reopenings as a bellwether for the impact on retail. The Wall Street Journal sources say the Biden administration plans to allow rules proposed under the Trump administration that would empower the U.S. Commerce Department to ban technology-related transactions deemed a threat to national security to go into effect. The Commerce Department says it's still accepting public comment on the rules until they go into effect March 22nd. The security firm Intezza reports that malware using the Go programming language increased 2,000% since 2017, with nation-state-backed groups and cybercrime organizations now using the language. The researchers cite Go's easy cross-platform compilation, difficult-to-analyze binaries, and well-written networking stack for its rise in malware popularity. Instagram announced the Live Rooms feature, which lets 4 people broadcast live simultaneously. The company says it also is developing further moderator controls and audio features that will launch in the coming months. Telegram announced in a blog post it's adding new features for iOS and Android to auto-delete messages in any kind of chat, which were previously only possible in encrypted secret chats. Messages can be set to delete from 24 hours to 7 days after messages are sent after turning the feature on. Lime announced it will invest $50 million to add 50 new cities to its shared electric bike network by the start of 2022, including 12 cities in North America, and quadruple its fleet size. This investment will also go toward producing a next-gen electric bike with a 350-watt motor, a top speed of 20 miles per hour, and the same swappable batteries as Lime's electric scooters, good for 25 miles of electric range. Facebook's NPE team launched a new experimental app called Bars as a closed beta on iOS, designed to let rappers create and share music using professionally created beats. The app limits videos to 60 seconds, includes audio and visual filters, includes a challenge mode for freestyle competitions, and will auto-suggest rhyming words if rhymes are typed into the app. Google began rolling out a redesign of Google Chat to free accounts, with apps available on Android and iOS, as well as directly integrating the redesign into Gmail. Last month, Google began migrating free users using the classic Hangouts chat app to a preview of the new chat. Job postings from Microsoft mentioned features for a successor to the Surface Duo device, codenamed Zeta, including 5G support. Another job listing mentions using machine learning and artificial intelligence to create a new camera experience and improve image processing. OnePlus published a web page indicating an announcement is coming from the company on March 8th with the tagline, "Something new is on the horizon." It's unclear if a OnePlus 9 series phone, OnePlus watch, or other hardware will be announced on that date. And finally, researchers from Nanyang Technological University Singapore, Yale University, and Trinity College Dublin developed a 1-millimeter long laser that can generate 250 terabytes of random bits per second, over 100 times faster than computer-based approaches. The researchers hope to incorporate the laser and camera tracking system into a chip for directly feeding the results into a computer, with cryptography a likely application. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.